Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The American Farm Bureau's official mission statement is something that all of us in Farm Bureau are proud of and work hard to honor. Every word of it is important. However, you could paraphrase our mission statement with just four words: help everyone in agriculture. Emphasis on everyone. While that statement is short and simple, carrying it out isn't always easy. Working for all types of agriculture across the country is a challenge that we gladly accept and, I believe, meet each and every day. As we deal with a COVID-19 pandemic, we're mindful of the need to ensure that all sectors of agriculture are included in coronavirus assistance measures. A good start was made when Congress authorized $9.5 billion for USDA to help specialty crop, livestock, and other producers, in addition to the $14 billion authorized to help other crop producers under the Commodity Credit Corporation. Now it's time for USDA to get that assistance into the hands of farmers and ranchers. We commend the department for its efforts so far to support American agriculture. The sooner we have a timeline for getting this new assistance out, the better. Farm Bureau has a unique advantage in that we have organizations in every state and almost every county. After extensive outreach to Farm Bureau leaders around the country, the American Farm Bureau sent a comprehensive letter to Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue to relay what we're hearing from farmers and ranchers. They need help in order to continue putting food on Americans' tables. Most of us have seen the pictures of milk being dumped as co-ops and processors cope with a sharp decline in demand from food service companies and schools. Our letter outlines several steps we are recommending to support dairy farmers, including direct payments, government dairy buys, an indemnity program for producers who have had to dump milk or otherwise forego compensation, and other actions. We are also assisting state farm bureaus in getting word out to producers that dumping milk can have significant environmental repercussions. Producers need to comply with the law if they are forced into this position. As futures prices for hogs and cattle plummet, and poultry producers hear that processors are cutting supplies of live birds, we are recommending that USDA create a special direct payment for livestock and poultry producers, consider purchases for distribution in nutrition assistance programs, and monitor the markets to guard against price manipulation. We're also advising that catfish, crawfish, and aquaculture producers be eligible for assistance, as 60% of their sales comes from restaurants that are now largely closed. We've been working for weeks to address the labor demands in fruit and vegetable production and ensure government agencies provide maximum accessibility to agricultural workforce. But now we're seeing dumping of fresh zucchini and other produce due to school and restaurant closures. USDA purchases would help stabilize the fresh producer sector. We've also asked USDA to ensure that payments for specialty crop growers get to all producers experiencing impacts, regardless of farm size. Other agricultural sectors are also hurting. Cotton growers have seen their price fall to its lowest point in more than a decade. Ethanol and biofuel demand has crashed as we all drive less, putting a serious dent in the price of corn and wrecking the supply of distillers' dried grains as a cost-efficient source of animal feed. Other sectors that are affected and need relief include forage crops, nurseries and greenhouses, specialty livestock and equine, tobacco, craft beverage producers and wineries, farmers who depend on farmers' markets that are no longer operating, livestock producers whose auctions have been canceled, producers in hydroponics, aquaponics, and other indoor production. The list is long. We've worked hard to make sure that we are representing all sectors and helping everyone in agriculture. We're also monitoring the food supply chain and the supply of farm production inputs such as fertilizers. If farmers can't get what they need to grow crops today, we could have big problems tomorrow. Farmers also need access to personal protective equipment such as masks as they try to keep their farm workers safe and healthy. It can be surprising to hear about the different ways this situation has affected people across agriculture. The complexity of our agriculture and food system is absolutely amazing. I have so much respect for what it takes to keep us hashtag still farming and get what we grow to stores and onto plates. It's impressive. And I'm impressed with all the Farm Bureau leaders and staff who have their finger on the pulse of how the pandemic is affecting all farmers and ranchers so we can help. I hope you're all staying healthy and safe, and I trust you'll let Farm Bureau know how we can continue to help everyone in agriculture. From dairy farmers with nowhere to send their milk and cattle ranchers reeling from plummeting beef prices, the impact of the coronavirus is rippling through farm country. Corn, cotton, and soybean futures have tumbled, ethanol plants have been idled, and some fruit and vegetable farmers are finding their best option is leaving produce in the field. Price forecasts for most agricultural products are bleak. In the past month, dairy prices have dropped 26 to 36%. Corn futures have dropped by 14%. Soybean futures are down 8%, and cotton futures have plummeted 31%. Hog futures are down by 31%. A surge in demand for beef emptied grocery store meat aisles, but there is no lack of supply. Despite the rise in retail prices in some areas, the prices paid to cattle ranchers have fallen 25%. Dairy producers were optimistic at the start of 2020 that it would be a turnaround year with milk prices on the rise and feed costs holding steady. But hopes were dashed when the coronavirus quickly and dramatically impacted demand, disrupted supply chains, and led to the 26 to 36% drop in prices. Schools, restaurants, and universities that were among the main purchasers of milk and milk products were suddenly shuttered, leaving dairy farmers with far more milk than plants are capable of processing. The sometimes empty supermarket milk coolers reflect supply chain adaptation challenges, not lack of supply. Experts do not expect retail demand for dairy to make up for lost food service and restaurant demand. The CARES Act provides $9.5 billion to the Agriculture Secretary for financial support to farmers and ranchers impacted by the coronavirus and $14 billion for the Commodity Credit Corporation. Direct food and agriculture-related provisions in the CARES Act, including the support for USDA and the CCC and additional funding for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, account for only 0.02% of the total aid provided in the bill. USDA has not yet announced how it will distribute the aid. Meanwhile, farmers reliant on direct consumer sales, such as farmers markets and UPIC farms, are also facing dramatic losses. Often highly perishable, a loss of market at peak harvest has led some to cut their losses by leaving fruits and vegetables in the fields. Abiding by travel restrictions, people are driving far less, pushing down demand for both oil and ethanol made from corn. A 35% drop in ethanol prices caused some plants to stop production, further depressing corn prices. The sudden change also cut off the supply of dried distillers grains, a byproduct of ethanol production and source of high-protein feed, for livestock producers who are left scrambling to find a replacement. While the impact to agriculture has been acute and immediate on many fronts, there is more to come if farmers and ranchers are forced to downsize or stop farming and ranching altogether. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.